This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. This is prime time on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Souk.
Sada.
I'm Rob, that's Souk right over there.
Right here.
I see him. The World Series about to start. Coming up here, we'll have Joey Harrington at 5:30.
Brad Paisley, by the way, playing the national anthem, it looks like.
My friend.
Your personal friend.
Yep.
Brad Paisley, who I don't know if I've ever seen without a hat on.
Is he not wearing a hat?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the national anthem. I don't think you can wear a hat.
Oh, I guess that's true. I figured he'd be out there in his
cowboy interesting,
hat.
Though. I guess there have to have been cowboy country artists who have not taken their hat off performing the anthem, right? Or do they always take it off?
Well, Stapleton...
I'm trying to think. Did he take his off?
But I don't... Was that the national anthem? Stapleton?
Yeah, he played the national anthem. He did a really good job. I just don't remember.
Well, there's probably video of it.
Yeah, I don't remember if he took it off or not. I always like when, like, because some country artists will not take their hat off under any circumstance because they're bald. I remember Zach Brown once, who I really like, Zach Brown. He's an Atlanta guy, and he played the national anthem at a Falcons game, and he had to take his hat off, so he painted, like, Falcon stripes in his hair, clearly trying to cover up.
Bro.
I'm like, man, that's rough, bro. Like, look it up. It's awful. Like, I understand that you were panicked about what are you going to do to expose your baldness, but...
And by the way, Stapleton, hatless.
Yeah,
hatless.
He did not have a hat.
Because he's got hair. He's got great hair.
Yeah, he's got long,
yeah,
luscious hair.
Yes.
Well, coming up, Joe Harrington, 5:30. We'll get into some NFL in our next seggy. Will we get Jaden Daniels v. Caleb Williams? And then tonight in the club, I have the... we're going to talk about chain smoking.
Mm.
Not the chain smokers.
Yeah.
But chain smoking. Yeah. Because I find it fascinating.
All right. So different than smoking. You're going...
Chain smoking. Like,
yeah, you burn through an entire pack sitting there.
Well, I was reading something about Waylon Jennings, and it blew me away.
Oh, I love me some Waylon Jennings.
So I want to talk about it.
Shooter Jennings, his kid, also very talented. And why can't I find the World Series on our stupid TV?
I struggled as well, but I finally got it. It's on Fox.
Okay.
So
shouldn't it just be like?
Yeah, it should be easier.
Shouldn't it be just easy to find? And why is it not?
You sound 105 years old.
Well, I normally don't have.
And I'm 103.
Well, I feel bad.
This son of a bitch.
Normally I make fun of you for not being able to find.
Now you know how I feel, bitch.
By the way, the best part is when I just clicked on Hulu, what just popped up?
The old man.
The old man.
Dan Chase.
That's Dan Chase.
That's his name.
Oh, that's Jeff Bridges playing.
Do you watch that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first season was really good. It's Jeff Bridges. I'll watch anything with Jeff Bridges.
I know you will, but I started The Old Man and I
could do it.
I hung up after about 5 minutes.
I still can't find the damn World Series. I am.
It's on Fox.
Where's Fox? I've
on
officially
there.
Become
but
you.
When you're on Hulu, which we are, and you're on sports, it should be the first freaking thing popping up,
exactly.
And it's not.
Yeah, it's idiot. Not. I have become you, and then I'm now frustrated.
Like, yes, we know where it is, but also it should be showing up front and center.
It is absurd that I clicked on Hulu, and the first thing is not the World Series.
Now go down to live.
Because right now, you know what's number two behind the old man? The Golden Bachelorette, for God's sake.
Well, we know it's Danny's login, so we know what he's watching.
Oh, Danny?
No, I think this is the company login. Danny's is the, I think
it says Dan in the top left.
Oh, never mind. All right.
So he's watching the Golden Bachelorette.
God.
Unbelievable.
It's time now for the Hot 5 at 5. Mercifully.
What would you say you do here?
Hot 5 at 5.
Oh, yeah, Cajun Pop Stars on.
Hot opinions.
Go down to the football.
Oh, darling,
Cajun Pop Stars.
Hot
that sounds fun.
Hot air.
Oh, you're on
it's
Hulu,
it's time
though.
For the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh, here we go.
That's hot.
We're getting closer.
Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh,
there's
no.
Someone
he
is,
can't find it.
And someone is clearly playing a joke.
Go over to the left.
Number five.
Yeah, can you
number
go over?
Number five.
Click down to the football, and it'll be on there, even though it's baseball.
I hate everything about this right now.
I hope that you don't get to watch the game because you can't find it.
It appears that way.
That's going to make the next hour and 52 minutes of our show pretty tough.
And then you're going to write a sternly worded letter
yeah.
to
MLB. Point out that I just clicked on
there
the Major League Baseball. No, that's Shohei Ohtani Beyond.
Oh. Well, it looks like you're not watching it. I'm watching it over there. It's on my TV.
Maybe Danny doesn't pay for like the Hulu Live. It's just like Hulu watching stuff that's streaming.
You know what? That's true. I think that's right. So you have to log into the fan one.
Oh, Danny,
I think that's what it is.
You cheap bastard. So it wasn't me. I was getting screwed over.
Yeah, that's not on you. But it was funny. I enjoyed you not being
I have sympathy towards you now, being an old man and not being able to find things.
What's number five?
I don't know, but you got about 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. Lakers say Bronny James will be headed to the G League following their upcoming road trip.
Dang. How about that? Give the kid a real chance to play basketball.
Number four.
Well, the Blazers lost the opener to the Warriors worse than you thought they did.
Yeah.
The league has adjusted the final score to 140 to 104 instead of 139 to 104. This had to do with the Anthony Melton free throw that wasn't credited for some reason. Even the scorekeeper fell asleep.
Yeah.
Blazers Pelicans tonight at Moda. Zurs catching six.
Do we know if Zion's playing?
He is playing.
He is playing. Yeah, he was out with an illness, but apparently he's okay. The new slim down version. Fading the Blazers?
Yes. We good there?
Yeah. Isachi.
Number three.
Sometimes I don't know if it's a rock pregnant pause or if we're actually.
Yeah, finished. Sometimes it's tough. It's like a game of double dutch. You're not certain when to get in and
do
get
I jump
out.
In? Do I get out?
Big blow to the Vikings. Left tackle Christian Darrisaw done for the season with a knee injury suffered last night.
Huge deal. One of probably the two or three best tackles in football. And you saw when he went out the impact it made. And this thing about Minnesota. Minnesota is a scheme. It's not based on individual players, especially Sam Darnold. And they're so well coached, but this is going to have a major impact on that team going forward that's already lost two in a row.
Signs pointing to Jaden Daniels being able to play this week for the Commies against the Bears.
I hope so, because that's, you know, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, let's go. And then it felt like he wasn't going to go. That took a lot of juice out of that game.
Tua officially back for the Dolphins, and Hassan Reddick will debut for the Jets this week.
Oh, yeah. You kind of forgot about him. He ended his stupid holdout. Well, that was really productive.
Bullets!
Number two.
We should just do a whole Hot Five of you guys singing along with the songs.
I love cows. What are we on, number two?
Number two. Who does number two?
I love cows.
Cows.
That's such a weird one.
It really is. It's how he says it.
The man, say what you will about him. Dude, he is so good for the drop game. It's phenomenal.
I love cows.
Cows.
What?
And if you elect Kabbalah, she's going to give you double cows.
Number two.
No.
No, you're not giving it to us?
Okay.
Three
games in college football tonight. So you've got USC hosting Rutgers on Fox at 8. Wait, on Fox. Yeah, so after this, yeah, baseball game.
Is that kind of a gamble on their part?
Yes, very much so.
Like, what if this thing goes extras or just drags? Yeah. Like, are they going to delay the start of the USC game by an hour?
The Trojans just 1-4 in the Big Ten. Big one in Vegas, 6-1 UNLV hosts number 17 Boise State.
Dude, this is potential playoff game type stuff. Big deal.
And then in progress on, I don't know where it's on, but ACC, you've got Boston College, Louisville.
Number one.
And the score is?
Number one.
It was 7-0 BC.
It is 7-0 BC. How about that?
Chestnut thrill, baby.
How about that?
The fighting Bill O'Briens.
And World Series Game 1 is underway. Dodgers hosting the Yankees. Gerrit Cole, Jack Flaherty, and the first batter has just lined out. Gleyber Torres lines out to Max Muncy at third base.
Well, they were saying that they were concerned because Flaherty's lost some zip off the fastball. They were saying that he may have a dead arm, but they don't have a choice. They only have three starting pitchers.
Yeah.
That just, I wonder.
It's wild.
I wonder if this finally catches up with the Dodgers.
They're going to have to hit.
Yes.
But, and they can hit. But Dave Roberts, you know, say what you will about managers and what they do. Dave Roberts has handled that staff masterfully.
Yes.
In the postseason. And to some extent, Aaron Boone's done the same with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Solidifying their bullpen. And
they're getting big, and you know, both sides are getting guys that are stepping up and having big contributions. I mean, how many times did you say going into the postseason that Stanton didn't scare you at all, and then he shows up?
Well, I only said that once, and it was in the Royal Series.
And it was right before he started scaring everybody.
Yeah, and it was literally, I mean, I think the next at bat he hit a home run. Yeah.
It was as if he heard you specifically.
Yeah, and then when he touches home plate, because he homers every at bat now,
yes.
When he touches home plate, he points to the sky, and local Yankee fan Ryan Cooley thinks he is pointing up and saying to me,
taunting you,
thank you for...
He's not pointing to the good Lord upstairs. He's pointing to the airwaves where Rob
That's
is.
That's right. Thanks, Rob.
When you win a World Series, it's because you get unexpected performances from guys. And like you said, like the pitching staffs that they just, you know, the Dodgers bullpen, which was this giant weak link. And then what, they go like 2.5 games and didn't give up a run.
Victorico's Mexican food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victoricos.com. Coming up next, let's get some NFL musings in, and then Joey Harrington will preview Oregon, Illinois on The Fan.
I love cows.
All right, Joey Harrington coming up next. We'll get into Oregon, Illinois. But one of the questions I want to ask Joey is where Oregon is vulnerable, because when you're number one, it's like,
yeah, things are good.
It's like everything's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, things aren't perfect, but considering where they were at the start of the year, it does feel like if you're Oregon right now, you feel really good about where your team's at. I mean, you played your best game against Ohio State, and since then, it's cruise control.
Well, Seahawks got the Bills this week. That's a good game.
Well, I think it's a great game.
Up in Seattle.
And you look at Seattle and Buffalo, and they both... Buffalo's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think anyone in that division with the Seahawks feels like they can win that division, including the Rams, all of a sudden. And both address their biggest need. You know, you look at the Bills, who went out and got Amari Cooper, which immediately paid dividends. And I think Ernest Jones is going to be a big deal for Seattle. Defensive line's getting healthy. The secondary's been good. Their linebacking play is atrocious. So if you get a healthy D-line and you add Ernest Jones into that... these could both be big, big additions, and I think this is a great game because it's kind of a soft week in the NFL. I think there's only three games with two winning teams.
Yeah, Atlanta, Tampa is one of them.
Yeah, but
now we've already seen them play.
You've already seen them play, and no Godwin, no Mike Evans.
The featured game was Cowboys Niners, but my God, life comes at you fast.
Oh yeah,
that one now looks like kind of a.
That might be a loser leaves town, doesn't make the playoffs game.
Yeah.
Like, those teams are both really hurting. They both have underachieved already, and I think if either one of them lose, that could be curtains on postseason chances.
There is absolutely no juice to that game whatsoever. The other one that I like is, I'll take Eagles and Bengals. Cincinnati wins this, and they should. Dude, Philadelphia has a larger problem that they're dealing with. If Cincinnati, by the way, wins this and they're back to 4-4, all of a sudden Cincinnati...
Are they any good?
Their offense is good.
Because their wins, you know what their wins
Yeah, are? they're not good.
Carolina, Giants, and Browns.
Yeah, and they've but their losses, right? One possession against New England, they had no business. Should have beat the Chiefs. One possession against the Commanders. They are, and then the Ravens. Like, Cincinnati, if they get to 4-4 and stabilize themselves, I'm not writing off Cincinnati, but their defense is just, it's just ick. But if they can even get back to playing, like, top 15 to 20 defense, that offense will give them a shot. Philadelphia, though, I'm telling you, they gave Jalen Hurts all that money. And I'm starting to wonder if Jalen Hurts is getting exposed here. Jalen Hurts has as talented a team around him as you can build while paying your quarterback. Weapons at two weapons on the outside, a really good tight end, a good O-line, a good running back. And when you watch Philadelphia play, they run a high school offense. Jalen Hurts can run one style and one style only, and it's getting exposed. And I think there's some really long-term concerns.
Shohei. Oh,
so close.
I thought he went yard in the first warning. Pitch.
Deepest part of the park.
Yeah, almost.
So I
get to watch the game. You don't.
No.
Philadelphia. That's unfair.
Philadelphia at 4-2, Cincinnati 3-4. I'm very interested by this because
They need Steichen. You know, the Eagles haven't been the same since they lost Steichen.
No. And I think they paid a quarterback that right now, to be honest with you, I think they're regretting it. And maybe you can bring someone in to change that up, but their offense right now is about as unimaginative as you can have.
And they've got so many weapons for it.
It's just, it's stupid. I really think that Hurts, I think this will go down as a bad signing.
How about Commies Bears?
Yeah.
Sounds like we are going to get Jaden Daniels,
yep.
Caleb Williams.
And I'm all
over
that. And
they're 9-4 combined.
Because Washington is the best story of the year. Again, defense is going to keep them from going anywhere. They're not a real contender. Their defense just isn't good. And they'll come back down to earth. But Jaden Daniels has been so fun to watch. And like the run game, they are – and give – Kingsbury some credit because everyone laughed at him and wrote him off. Now, Kingsbury's offenses have tended to flop in the second half. People have exposed him, but we'll see if that's true. I just think the Commanders are such a good story. And Caleb Williams, after a rough start, he has played better in every single game after those first two and is starting to look like what people thought Caleb Williams was going to be. And Chicago's defense right now is nasty. It's a top five unit. And I love this matchup. Not Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. I'm excited about the Chicago defense versus Jaden Daniels.
What else we got here?
Not much.
Well, did you already say Tua's making his comeback?
Yeah.
Tua's back.
I mean, he's back and starting.
What if he gets a... What if...
Then it's over.
Yeah.
Is it over?
I mean, we are looking...
Is it?
Yeah. If he gets one and is gone after this game, it's over.
Over who's...
I think everyone.
He won't get cleared medically, you think, after that?
I think he'll shut it down, and I think the Dolphins will sit down, and I think he's done.
He doesn't show any signs of wanting to shut it down.
The part of me that would have thought that he would shut it down would also think he'd wear the Guardian cap. And if he's not doing that, then I'm not sure why he would shut it down someone physically stops him.
How many concussions can you have?
He's had at least
before
4.
Before they say that you cannot... will not let you play. I feel like it's a personal decision.
It is a personal decision. I just, if he gets knocked out of this game, and you know the scary thing is, when you go back and watch the last one, it was not a bad hit. It wasn't. It was a very mundane hit. If he takes another one and gets carted off, I do believe that at that point it will be over. Because it's one thing to have the thing spaced out, but to have another bad one go on IR and come back and have it happen the very next game, I think at that point he will be forced to accept his mortality. So maybe if years go by and he gets another one, maybe not. But yes, I think every time he runs, every time he takes a hit, everyone in that stadium will be holding their breath.
You know, Freddie Freeman can't really run. You know, because he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
He just got a triple.
Well, are they going to call that a triple? Is that, I guess?
Well, he slit. I mean, I don't think you can call it.
It got knocked around the left field line off the wall.
He's pulling a Kirk Gibson. Even he knows. He's laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's doing some sexy gyrating celebration with his teammates.
I officially do not like the Dodgers celebration.
You don't like the little. I still don't know what that is.
I don't either. But I hate it.
But what about the dong dap?
I'm okay with it.
Exactly, right?
Maybe we just need to go right to that and just leave all the other stuff on the side.
Does Shohei do the stupid...
Yeah, they all do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know who started it, but they all do it, so...
Whatever. Well, Chargers play the Saints. I saw that last week Herbert threw for like 370 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not score an offensive touchdown.
Yeah. They lost 17.
And they lost.
17-15 to the Cardinals, who aren't very good.
Like, how do you throw for that many yards and you suck that bad on offense?
So, I think I sent you this stat, Isaac, but no other QB in history has thrown for that many yards and that high of a passer rating and had his team fail to score an offensive
TD. Yeah, what was his passer rating in the game?
97.1.
And he threw for over 300 yards and they didn't score no offensive touchdown.
That, my friend, is called
Jim Harbaugh. Is that Jim Harbaugh ball?
Well, like, so they had a 13-play drive that ended in a field goal. They had a 10-play drive that ended in a field goal. They had a 10-play drive that ended in a field goal. And a 6-play drive and a 15-play drive that all ended in field goals. Like,
and they also had the Jalen Reagor play where he fumbled out of the back of the end zone. Yeah. So.
So, I mean, that's just, it's just piss poor situational football. So.
Well, at least they're playing the Saints, who should go with the bullpen game idea at quarterback.
Just whoever.
Buck threw that out there the other day, or somebody from the YouTube chat.
It was just from X, and basically someone said that an NFL team should take the bullpen game approach and get four or five of the traditional backup quarterbacks in the NFL, like sign Minshew, Flacco, dust off Fitzmagic, and those kind of guys who can come in and win you a game or two, Dalton, and then just rotate through. And once one guy starts to lose a little bit, put the next guy in.
I'm not going to lie, that would be fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And if teams are paying like $40 million for their quarterback, couldn't you get four of those guys for like $10 million each and roll that system?
Not even $10 million.
Probably not.
Maybe one for 10, and then, I mean, some of those guys would be a couple million dollar arms.
Look, all I know is I wonder if eventually, we've talked about this, will there be a market for the mid-level quarterback? Because if you look at what Darnold, and it's not as good as the record indicate, but Sam Darnold is playing a nice year. And he's got a lot around him. We'll see how this finishes up. But he could be a guy that's in line for a mid-level contract. I think Geno Smith is playing at a top 6 or 7 level in the NFL.
You know, he leads the league in yards.
He is. I'm telling you. I know it's Seattle and people are like, whatever. Watch Geno Smith play. He's
slinging it.
Really, really good. Baker Mayfield. And now, you know, we've got everyone in Tampa's hurt. But Baker Mayfield is having a phenomenal year. And these are all mid-level guys. And if you ask me, who would I want? Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield at $25 million. And I know Geno's, or I don't know what Baker's is, but it's not 45. Would you?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up for me.
I got you.
So, you know, would you rather have Geno or Baker at a nice mid-level chunk, or would you rather have
33.
Or Jalen Hurts at 60, or some of these other guys that...
Well, look at the top four guys in... this is just yards, so it's not everything. But it's just funny, I was just looking that up. Geno Smith has the most yards, followed by Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. So I think if... And the problem is that when mid-level guys, if Geno does this and Baker keeps doing this, are they going to be like, no, I want $60 million, and will someone pay him? But... When you look at Jalen Hurts, and I like Dak more than others, but again, Hurts, Dak, I'm trying to think of some others that are in this just monster range that are not Patrick Mahomes.
Lawrence? Didn't Lawrence get a huge deal?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. Huge T-Law. Deal. I will gladly take 33 and 25 of Baker and Geno, because with that extra $30 million, I'm getting two more offensive linemen. I'm getting a nickel corner. I'm probably getting a slot receiver. Maybe I'm getting a tight end. I can do a lot with an extra $30+ million because I don't think that those guys fill in holes. So I like this mid-level quarterback more than some. And I just wonder if this will become eventually a trend, although there's not, just like there's not a lot of truly elite starters, I don't think there's a lot of solid mid-level guys that are playing at Baker and Geno's worth, but it's impressive to me what they're doing. And it goes to show you don't necessarily have to need, or you don't have to have a $60 million quarterback to have a good offense.
All right, a little hot NFL talk for you there. Joey Harrington coming up next. Let's take a look at Oregon, Illinois. But first, Buck with Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joey Harrington to break down every aspect of the game. But first.
Every aspect?
No. Some aspects.
The majority.
Some aspects. Certain aspects. I'm not that excited for this
one. The majority?
Not gonna lie.
The majority of the aspects.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, let's temper the expectation from the start. What we're probably gonna do is we're gonna talk about like an aspect to the game and then just like give suit grief for not coming to the green couch.
Yeah.
It's a valid point. Yeah. No green couch, no meeting boogers. It was a great shame. It was,
No old fashions.
No, I believe me.
Dude, I got to tell you something. And I said this on Monday.
You did.
You make one of the best old fashions I have ever had.
And that coming from a professional.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect that opinion.
It is really, I mean, it's next level. Yeah. It's really good.
Do you want to know this? There's two ways I could roll with this. I could say, gosh, thank you so much. I am just an expert at old fashioned making. Or I could tell you, you know, the truth behind the whole thing.
Well, now you are a truth teller.
Wait a minute.
I have called Joey out several times thinking I've caught him in a lie. And each time he rebukes it. So I feel like we have come to know you as a man of the truth.
Well, so it's not like some huge secret. A great old fashioned is great bourbon and then great bitters. And the whiskey library makes their own bitter, does that whole thing. And they do a bottle of the homemade bitters. And so that's what I use for the bitter side. And then, but you got to, you do have to have like the whole, you got to get the orange peel and you have to express the, you know, but it's, I mean, if you got great bourbon and great bitters, then it just makes a great old fashioned. So it's not like it's some magic formula.
Okay. That's fair. But you know,
I've had bad old fashions.
Yeah. Like even with good bourbon, like you still have to get everything proportioned right.
There's, you ever been to that bar and you know, you shouldn't order an old fashioned and you risk it anyways. Cause you're like, it's pretty simple. And then you get it and you're like, oh my God. And then you,
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it too. And I was so excited because they had a single barrel of the E.H. Taylor on the shelf. I was like, oh man, that's like, I'm really digging an old fashioned right now, but like, I'm going to use that. And in the moment I said, I'm going to have that E.H. Taylor and I'm having an old fashioned, I knew they were going to screw it up. Yeah. And sure enough, they did.
Yeah. I was up in Canada. a few weeks ago, a month or two. And there's a little, if you ever go up to Vancouver, it's the best little thing. There's a piece of America in Canada. There's like a little inlet and you can't.
It's called the Toronto Raptors.
It's called Point Roberts, Washington. And you cannot get there. You cannot get there from the United States.
From the United States. I've heard about that. You have to get to it from Canada. Yes.
Okay. So you go into Canada, you go into Vancouver, and then it's about a 35-minute drive from like downtown Vancouver. Go to Point Roberts and you have to go through the border, and it's the weirdest little town. And as far as I can tell, it's only there to smuggle things into Canada. Like the only thing in that town is there's like five like UPS and like postal annexes. So everyone just gets stuff delivered there and then like skips out on the Canadian tariffs and taxes and brings it into the country. And there's one bar there. And whenever we go up, we go and watch football at the Reef Tavern. And it's just this great little dive bar in Point Roberts, Washington. And I love this place. They make the worst old fashioned you've ever had.
I was like, wait a minute, where is this story going? And then I realized, oh yeah, we were talking about bad old fashioned.
I love, it's on the water. It's this amazing view, unbelievable bar, good bar food. Everything about that place is kick ass. And I knew it. You do not order an old fashioned at the Reef Tavern in Point Roberts. And I, like an idiot, I was like, yeah, let's old fashioned it is. And it came to me and I didn't have the heart to tell him that it was terrible. The guy's like, hey, what do you think of that old fashioned? Good, huh? And I was like, yeah, that was great. Oh my gosh. He's like, you want another one? I'm like, let's maybe change.
Let's change it up a bit.
And I knew it. It was the moment I ordered that, I was like, this is not the place. This is not where you order that.
Well, where you order it is at Joey's house.
Yes.
If you ever get the invite. Yeah,
it's not going to happen again. I had my one opportunity and it didn't happen.
I wonder about that because the bat signal went out very early Friday morning and I was able to make it. You were not. I can tell you the family's delightful. The house is wonderful. The old fashions are on point and Booger stole the show. The green couch really is all it's cracked up to be.
He's just rubbing it in at this point.
The question is, does Sook ever get another opportunity to watch the Ducks on the green couch? Which, by the way, you watch maybe 3 minutes of the game.
It was kickoff and I was like, hold on. That was a nice throw. We're about to score. And then like we blinked and it was 21-0. You see, like that whole thing came together because it was a timing, right? It was a Friday night game that it was early enough where you guys didn't have a show. And since it wasn't on Saturday, then like I wasn't consumed by soccer practice or soccer games.
This is all code for no. City. Yeah, that's all.
He's saying
this is just a long way to say I missed my window.
You missed your window.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying you missed his window. I'm just saying he just missed that window.
Okay.
Right. And we just don't, it's kind of like Halley's Comet, right? You know, you just don't know when that is, when the star, or, you know, I guess I'm going to change that because Halley's Comet doesn't have things left aligned. It would be like, the solar eclipse, you know, from a few years ago that summer where everybody was like, this hasn't happened in like 56 years and this is incredible. And then it's like, you just don't know when everything is going to align again.
You ever seen Field of Dreams? The movie?
Oh, People will come, Ray. Yeah.
One of my favorite lines in that whole movie is when...
love dope. Now get the hell out of here!
Archibald Graham says, we all think that there'll be another day, but sometimes you don't realize that that's the only day. And that's... I missed. That was my window. And now I just get to sit back and hope one day that it happens again, but I'm not holding out. I'm not holding out faith.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, maybe.
The question, though, is did you actually get your car?
You don't... I'm not certain you're prepared for the level of rage that was welling up within me. So let me just state again, for the record, the entire Audi of Bellevue dealership can kiss my rosy red ass that those are the worst group of human beings that I've ever dealt with on any level. And if a meteor, you were talking about the Halley's Comet, if a meteor were to come down and land on, once again, Audi of Bellevue, no one feel bad because they deserve that comet to crash into that place because that place sucks.
Can I get a couple Audis out of there before the comet hits it?
Possibly.
I love a good Audi.
You have no idea the level of rage that one man can have towards a specific entity until you hear of my experience, which I won't.
It was a rough day.
It was bad.
It was a rough day.
It was not good.
I have...
And then
we had old fashioned for you.
I had a 3-hour train ride.
It was delicious.
On the way home to think about my level of rage. And let me just say this to that son of a bitch general manager. You can't do what you did to me and then follow that up with, don't worry, I'll take care of your $30 train ticket home. And then when you send me the reimbursement, put an exclamation point and a smiley face behind it. You don't get to do that.
I thought
you
said safe travels.
Yes, yeah. Safe travels.
Yeah.
With a smiley face and an exclamation point.
Ooh, that was
don't get to do that.
Condescending.
Yes.
Very condescending.
You don't get to do
that.
He
didn't like you. You pissed him off.
Well, I had some colorful things to say.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once you do that, all bets are off. You know, he's like, F you.
Yeah. I may have called his staff and his entire dealership garbage. And I stand by my statement.
Well, they probably are.
I stand by my statement.
Well, anyway.
So,
how close is this dealership to Husky Stadium? Because that could either there's... I was just thinking, like, there's probably a lot of, like... seepage from the garbage that happens there at Husky Stadium out into the greater car dealership area. So I wouldn't, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, I've started a new blood feud with the city of Bellevue.
Seepage.
It's
great word.
Yeah, I had a feud going with Camus. I've moved it to Bellevue because, like, the last time I was in Bellevue, we stayed there, me and my buddy, for a Metallica show, and we got pulled over. And they were convinced that we got pulled over for DUI. Let me just say that my buddy blew 0.0, and yet we were detained for almost an hour. For a 0.0. Thank you. So the entire city of Bellevue, I'm gonna amend my statement. It's just the city of Bellevue. Like you said, there's too much seepage. No offense to anyone that's in Bellevue. I hope the meteor hits. It's my new blood feud with that entire area.
Well, it might take out Husky Stadium.
0.0? And you still weren't convinced?
I love that we're talking about nothing that has to do with anything except Suk's poor experience at Audi team.
Well, in his defense, you did ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk.
Yeah. I love that we could go to anyway.
I can't help it. My rage, obviously, as you can tell, it's too fresh.
Well, don't go to Audi of Bellevue.
No, the wound is too fresh.
Did they know you were a radio host and you were going to blast them all up and down the West Coast?
I told them. I told them when I left. I said, just so you know.
Do you know who I am?
I just said...
Did you play that card? Did you that play is, the
well,
know who
it,
I am card?
It's, it, this is no. Do you know who I am adjacent.
All I simply said was, I will do everything in my power to spread the word about what a garbage-ass place this is, which probably led to the safe travels! Exclamation point smiley face.
Have you tweeted it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that out there.
Yeah, we've reviewed, it's the whole thing. Yeah, it's just, It's not good. It's not, all right. It's not, well, it's not good.
I think there's a game.
There is. I think so. I think
there's again, a game. Back to the original point. Okay. We will not dissect. I may actually amend my original statement when I said we were going to talk about one thing that has to do with the game. And I may. Okay, we're going to go the over-under about. The over-under of us talking about something that has to do with the Illinois game is 0.5. Number of topics. Will we talk about one topic that has to do with the game?
Well, this is a great question.
It is. It's
tune in to find out.
Next.
Next on The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, the over-under on if we will talk about...
The number of topics.
The aspect, yeah. Any aspects of the game. Is only a half, so let's see if anything applies.
Let's see what we can do.
Well, I mean, come on. Illinois, it's not exactly sexy, but it is a top 25 matchup.
Isn't it weird that it is a top 20 matchup and everyone collectively is like, it's a three-touchdown spread.
But it's Illinois. The problem with being number one is there are no problems.
No.
You know, it's like,
Things are going pretty good.
Yeah, so... I guess general question, so this may not take us over the over-under, but where are the Ducks vulnerable to you?
I'm going to steer this away from anything that has to do with football. They may potentially be vulnerable if Illinois wears those leather helmets again.
Those were pretty cool.
Those
they
were awesome.
May be vulnerable in the helmet department.
Yeah. What did you think of those?
Those were incredible. I didn't think they were real at first. I was like, oh man, you know, all this computer, this AI computer generated stuff is getting, you know, is crossing the line. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay, where are they vulnerable?
Each one of those helmets was hand painted and it took them 2 hours to do each one.
Yeah. And yet we'll cry about resources and needing money. Yet we're hand painting 100 helmets for one game. It's like when Clemson needs money and I'm like, do you put a slip and slide in your, you know, in your facility, you know, spare me. But I thought they were very cool. It did too. It threw me for a loop. I did not understand what I was looking at the first.
Will you stop steering this thing off course? He asked me a question about vulnerability, and I'm trying to be vulnerable. I'm trying to share.
Helmet vulnerability.
So Audi of Bellevue.
The people of Bellevue, the overzealous police department. Then you started on the fire department.
I don't think they are.
We stayed in Bellevue. We stayed in Bellevue last summer. Seriously, for a soccer tournament, the Crossfire soccer tournament. And while I didn't have a horrible experience, I will say it's kind of stale.
Yeah,
like it's really stale. Like there's no soul. No, there really isn't. Like there's this old little stretch that's kind of. You know, cute-ish, and then it's like there's the water down there, but everything else is like it's just strip mall and
it's
like,
mass-produced. It's the Pottery Barn of cities, is what it is. And you know, that's the last thing we need is more Pottery Barns. No offense to Pottery Barn, but you know.
Well, they may sell green couches though. So. Okay. So vulnerability. Okay, we do actually have to talk about this. I'm honestly a little bit not nervous, and this is kind of what we talked about afterwards, is we're going to hit a stretch, and they're not going to be vulnerable necessarily this weekend. You know, it's not to say that something can't happen, but down the road, I'm concerned about Jordan Burch's health. I am. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, we talked about before the Ohio State game is he was the type of player that could have that singular moment, right? We're in the era of college football where even the best teams, the best defenses are going to be giving up 3-4 touchdowns a game, you know, in the college football playoff. That's the world we live in. And what you need is you need a lockdown corner or you need an explosive defensive end. You need that one guy who's going to make that play. And while Oregon's defense has been really, really good, and this, you know, like we talked about, Ohio State's defense has been really, really good, but they didn't have that one explosive play come from that one explosive player. And that's what I think Jordan Burch can be, and frankly, you know, somebody like that will need to be for this team going forward to get to where they want to be at the end of the year. The Oregon is a really, really good team, top to bottom. They are. They've all had moments of fantasticness. They've all, each unit has had moments of like, ooh, that could be a little bit better. But they're a fantastic football team. If you are going to truly be a national champion, you have to have something, I don't want to say transcendent, right? But like, they need that type of player on defense.
Yeah.
And losing him for, and I don't, you guys know better than I as far as, you know, whether this is just going to be a, you know, covering your butt and making sure, you know, making people think that, you know, there's a possibility that he could play, or whether he's actually going to come back at some point. Like, I don't know. That one makes me nervous.
Yeah, it's a valid point. It's funny because that's kind of where I was going with it, is when I look at the Ohio State game, because obviously those are the type of teams that you're going to be playing in the playoff, right? I don't think you're going to face someone that's just leaps and bounds better on either side. Like, if you're Ohio State, you're not facing someone leaps and bounds better than Oregon, and vice versa. And when you look at both of those squads, I'm going to say that both offenses just had their way, but the offenses weren't being stopped on a regular basis. They kind of went up and down, and Harmon made a play, obviously a big play. And I thought Ohio State did a better job of creating some pressure in the second half. But like you said,
Mateo had a great stop on third and one that forced him to punt.
But I would say the same thing about Ohio State and the same thing about Michigan is I always call those guys closers. Right, like when you have a lead in the ninth inning of a baseball game, you bring in Mo Rivera, and you get a guy like an Aiden Hutchinson who now is out for the Lions, or Von Miller was this guy, you know, for that Broncos defense. You need a closer that in a third down, that last drive, right, without the PI call, Ohio State wins that game, and they went right down the field on him. What you need is you need the closer that comes in and gets the sack with no timeouts left. You need the closer that comes through in that situation. And if I were to say about Oregon and Ohio State, I'm not certain that they have a closer. Last year, that Michigan defense had three closers, which is why, you know, they played those sorts of games that they played. They could close, you know, they could just squeeze you out. And I'm with you. That was mine. I'm not certain. I think they have, both of those teams have it on offense, but I'm not certain that arguably two of the top three or four teams in the country, I'm not certain that either one of those squads has the quote closer. Totally with you.
Does that count as an aspect of the Illinois game? I don't think it does.
Kinda. It doesn't?
Well, maybe they need to close out Illinois, but they probably won't because Illinois is going to score like 10 points.
Yeah. Seven. Oh, by the way, back-to-back shutouts. Last time Oregon had back-to-back shutouts was 1964, we learned. That is an exclusive stat. Here only to the
only
the fan has looked that up. Yeah. So why do you think, my next question for our friend Joe Harrington? So they're number one, and it feels so solid. Like, it doesn't feel like, you know, maybe when Oregon was ranked number one in the past, like 2012 or a couple of years before that. Why do you think that is? Why do we feel, outside of talent, because obviously they're the most talented they've ever been, why do you think this feels so damn solid and they really are trustworthy as they head towards the college football playoff?
Who said I said that?
He just showed you.
Damn it.
Trying to put words.
I don't know that. And see, I don't know that's, I don't, okay. So, and I don't know that it's necessary. It's an indictment on this Oregon team as much as it is kind of like an observation of the 5, 6, 7 teams up at there at the top. Right. I mean, let's not forget that just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about all the shortcomings of this Oregon football team, right? You know, my God, they could barely beat Idaho. Oh my God, how'd they squeak away? You know, they're never going to be able to compete with the big boys. Like, and then all of a sudden you win one game and now they're solidly locked in to the number one spot. I don't necessarily buy that. One, because I think they're one of 5 or 6 really good teams in the country that could all potentially be in that spot. And two, we've seen mean, we talk about it every November. Like, there's no team, with the exception of maybe the 0-1 Miami, 0-2 Miami team, like, that you could look at and say, oh, no, they're number one. Like, you know, or, you know, some of the, like, even the Alabama teams, you know, maybe Georgia a couple years ago, you could look at them and say, yeah, no, that's a solidly locked in number one team. But, like, no team is ever locked in anywhere. I don't know. This is a long season. This really is a long season. And the fact that we're going to the Big House and we're going to Camp Randall in November does not, and not for any reason because of Oregon, but simply because of the ridiculous craziness of college football, both of those games give me a little bit of pause. And I think maybe keep me from feeling, oh yeah, we're solidly locked in. Like, I don't know that I want to feel that. I always want to feel like you're on edge a little bit, because it keeps you sharp, right? It keeps you, or I should say, I hope that nobody in that organization, in that locker room, in the coaches' rooms, feels like they're solidly locked in.
Oh, they don't. Well, I think,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's part of it, is that I just feel like Dan Lanning, there's something about him. Maybe it's just that Georgia pedigree, and he was on that team that they...
Attention to detail.
Yeah, he just feels much more upset proof. Not that he is fully upset proof, but he just feels like he's got that thing. He pushes the right buttons where they just, man, they're trustworthy right now. But I hear what you're saying. That, yeah, I mean, it's not that they're head and shoulders better than everyone else. It's just, I mean, it's like we're talking about the number 20 team in the country coming in here, and everybody's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, three touchdowns and you're,
yeah, they'll be fine. Yeah. And that's it's an odd feeling.
Yeah.
But is it an odd feeling? Because that stretch with Marcus Mariota, like, there was less than three or four games a year where you even had a remote, like, teams, people were talking about how dead Autzen Stadium was because everybody left at halftime.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. That wasn't that long ago where that team was so locked in. Like, there were only, it was the Stanford game. It wasn't even the Washington game.
No, it's probably just Stanford. Stanford was like the one that you got nervous about.
USC. I mean, and it wasn't but Stanford, that was the one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I felt more solid about those teams than I do right now.
Mm.
But maybe that's just
interesting.
Me.
Okay. Do you feel that, Sue?
Because
I don't. I think this team's better.
It's interesting. I'm
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with this team potentially being better. I'm just saying, if you're asking me how I felt about like the dominance of, you know, I turned the TV on and saw number 8 behind center. I was like, okay, cool. I'll see you. You know, I'll see you at the end of the game. I know it's already happening.
I got an answer for that, because I was sitting there. You threw me for a loop on that, because I was trying to go back and think. And this is what I'll say. At the time, I think I would have told you that I felt more comfortable in those Chip Kelly teams. But as I pivoted out of that, I would say, no, I feel more comfortable at this. And I'll tell you why. One was scheme based and one was talent based. Case in point, like in the NFL right now, I've said all year long, Minnesota is the best coach team right now in the NFL. But it's not because of they're not great because of their talent. And I think you've seen that the last 2 weeks. Talent overcomes. So when you've got a scheme, and Chip Kelly had a scheme that people were not prepared for, but when he played teams that were as talented or more talented, he was a 500 coach. Just the stats bear it out. And so while, yes, you felt uber confident in these sorts of games with Chip, because you just, average teams weren't going to beat him. They weren't going to beat the scheme. But now that I look at it, this isn't scheme based. Yes, they have solid schemes. Yes, they're very fundamentally sound, but this sort of talent to me is more reliable. I will take talent over scheme when it comes to trustworthiness. So I would have pivoted off of that when you asked me, you know, now which one would I have more confidence in? I'll take this one because of that.
And it's not just talent, but it's exceptionally well coached talent.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, they got it all.
Yeah.
They got it all.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to finish.
No.
That in-depth analysis may have just earned a green coach invite.
Gosh, whoa. I can only hope.
Whoa.
That was, only hope. That was, you may have just, man, talk about poking holes in an argument. Like, I don't want to go flip flop, but you know, I don't know. That's a lot to think about.
He convinced you. Here's the other thing too. You want to know something else?
I do.
Their receivers.
Go. Yeah.
With Dylan Gabriel. Like if you were talking about the Jordan Birch thing, and I totally agree with that, but I don't, like when you look at the other elite teams, yeah. They haven't been that great defensively.
No.
And I don't know when a push comes to shove, who the hell can stop, as long as Dylan Gabriel keeps doing what he's doing. Mm. I don't know who can stop their pass catchers, dude. They're all Holden, yep. Stewart, all those Johnson, all those guys. And then Ferguson too. And now the young kid, the freshman, stepping up, tight end, Sadiq. Dude, they're
Ohio State literally went into that game and was like, nah, we'll be fine. We're going to bring a guy down to the box. We're going to stop your run. And Oregon absolutely torched him. So that's
need 5 yards. Yes. Let's just say they need 5 yards. If they can stay ahead of the chains
it's really tough to stop.
It is them. So hard to stop those guys.
Yeah.
It is
a pick your poison type of offense right now, in that you load the box and you play man on the outside. It's a real tough.
Good luck.
And if you play coverage, Oregon's all O-line and the backs they have prove that they can run it down your throat. It will be a tough out for anybody.
Yeah.
And when you look at the elite teams, you're right. So those teams don't have defenses that are absolutely terrible. Even Georgia, this defense is not what the defenses have been in the past for Georgia.
There you go. We think about that.
Did we hit the over?
Nope, we did not. I think that's under. We did not talk about Illinois once.
Anything specific to Illinois?
No, we did not.
No, we didn't.
Other than the helmets, mm-hmm. which were pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess,
yeah, but we did talk football, which is better than most weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
But continue to screw Audi of Bellevue.
Yes!
Screw you, Audi of Bellevue.
Thank you.
Remember that.
We just need to go. Sook, let's walk down to BMW Portland, and we can make a little introduction.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Just bring in a new family.
Have a great weekend, and hugs to Boogers.
Yeah, Boogers is right here. He says hello.
Yeah, my new favorite cat. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, Joey.
Adios.
All right, Joey Harrington each week here on the show, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Up next, Club 1080 on the phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.